I mean, you're from Rhode Island. You stayed home. Yeah, you had the opportunity to see our 2001 team just snatch. You know, Ed Reed snatched the ball.
He did snatch
out of Matt Walsh's.
02 was my freshman year, so we went down there and we didn't get snatched. We got smacked.
Yeah, but you had to watch that as your incoming recruit. You're an incoming recruit to Boston College.
That's why I delayed it. You know, I did. I actually took a visit to Wisconsin that weekend.
You look at the scope of college football, now you see guys pulling out of bowl games. You know, it's a big topic. Guys pulling out of bowl games. What do you think about that?
It's tough about that because I know one kid in particular who's thinking about, you know, coming out early, but he has a huge game against Alabama, which can help him. So, I don't know. I think guys should play, but I totally get it.
How do you guys stay level-headed to continue to go out and fight? Because you started out with some tough opponents. Brown, OBJ, Dez. How do you expect to shut these guys down?
Well, I mean, that's why you go out and get Josh, man, to, you know, put him over there and hopefully to eliminate those guys. But, yeah, we had a lot of moving parts in our secondary. Obviously, we started off with David, you know, Bruin and D-Hall starting back there. And, you know, they both went down. So then, you know, I came in. We just had just an interesting rotation back there. We just had to really find a way just to get together, you know, and tighten up. So the fact that we finally did it now when we need it most, I think is huge for us.
But does that make it hard to have communication?
It does definitely make it difficult at times, but that's why, you know, guys like me have to step up and lead in a way, whether that's having somebody come back late at night to watch film, spending time after practice to go over certain techniques. The way I play in the field, I'm a huge communicator. I talk to the D-line, I talk to the linebackers, I talk to everybody, pre-snap, post-snap. If I got to pick you up to motivate you, to inspire you, so I'm that kind of guy, so I'm like that even during the games and outside of off the field as well.
Speaking of that, Jay No call you the Swiss Army knife, so I would think you get the name from being a Mr. Do Everything type of guy. Where does that name come from?
That's just how it's always been. In high school, I played every position, you know, receiver, quarterback, running back, safety. In college, I started at corner. I started at the X receiver, you know, kick return, punt return, the same thing. This season, I played corner, nickel, dime, safety, kick returner, punt returner, gunner, like you name it. I did everything here. So the more you can do, the better. And that's what helped me play 11 years, man.
Oh, we have a guest. We have a special guest.
You want to hang with Daddy? Daddy's not terrifying, apparently.
See,
hello there.
These are the type of men that you need. These are the role models, the citizens that we need.
He wave. Say hi, Jade.
So when you pick up, who is that? You know, you said you need guys to just be themselves. Who would that guy be that you would say, I need you to let it hang on this team?
I believe our D-line has the ability to do that. Because I feel like when they click and they're together and they get it done, those guys, you know, they play tough. I like Chris Baker to be that guy, and he is when he needs to be. Ricky as well. And then, you know, Ryan, he's quiet, you know, but he'll try to lead and terrorize with his play. So we have such a mix of guys where sometimes that's just not them.